Sailing around the world and setting aside 4.5 years to do it. The story of Lansing's Greg Granger.
I believe I was inspired by God to do something different with my life for my family. And I talked to my wife about it and about buying a boat and sailing around the world. Within a couple days, we believed that was the direction that God was putting us in life.
Well, Greg, that is fascinating. Now, once you guys got everything in place, it must have taken a lot of planning before you set sail.
It sure did, Gary. Once we talked to the kids and found out they were in favor of this idea, within a couple months, we had bought a boat. We spent the next year getting the boat and our family ready for the journey, and we were able to move on board about 1 year after the initial idea.
Well, for starters, I would think, Greg, you had to find the right boat. I imagine a lot of research went into that.
Yeah, you're right, Gary. We found a broker right here in Michigan and told him we wanted to sail around the world. Well, it turns out he had just returned a couple years earlier from sailing around the world himself, so he was the perfect fella to find exactly the boat we needed.
Okay, you've got your boat in place. Now the big job, getting it all stocked for the big journey ahead.
Our previous experience was a Hobie Cat on Gun Lake, Michigan. So the best we could do was find everything we could to read up on what we were going to need for this journey. And we replaced a few items, a few radios and the radar on the boat. The next thing was to make sure we had all the safety equipment. We wanted to strap ourselves to the boat full time. And we did spend a great deal of time making sure that we had what we needed on board.
So, all told, ready to go. You, your wife, and 3 kids. Now, I imagine the boat had to be the right size.
The boat is a 56-foot fiberglass monohull. We had, with the 5 of us, we needed 3 cabins for the children. We had those. We had a master cabin for my wife and I in the back. And we had a rather large sitting room right in the middle between all this.
So all the supplies are in place, and everybody's ready to go. Where'd you ship out from?
We left from Hampton, Virginia. And by the way, the boat, when we bought it, had a different name, and that was our first major task to do with the boat, was changing the name. And we'd hashed around a couple amongst ourselves before settling on Faith, which talked about how we had gotten to that point in our lives and how we were going to attack this journey. And Faith seemed to say it all.
Okay, all the pre-planning is done. You're in the water and you're sailing out, leaving Virginia. Where to from there?
We didn't have much experience before we started. Folks would tell us we should have a lot more experience. One fella suggested we take somebody for our first passage that had experience. So we did hire a gentleman for the first 900-mile passage to the British Virgin Islands. We sailed around the Caribbean for about 4 months before we turned west and headed to Panama. We transited the canal, went to the Galapagos, French Polynesia, Tonga, Fiji, Vanuatu, New Caledonia. Within a year of when we left, we were in Sydney, Australia.
So then how long was your stay in Sydney?
We spent 3 months in Sydney Harbor. Then we sailed up inside the Great Barrier Reef to Darwin, Australia. All this time we had been homeschooling our children, and my oldest daughter graduated on the boat in the Great Barrier Reef.
So from there, you came back to Michigan for about 6 weeks, and then you were back in the water again.
Sailing into Indonesia, where we spent 3 months. We finished Indonesia, went to Singapore, then on up to Malaysia.
And from there, your journey took you to other faraway places before heading back to Michigan through a variety of fascinating adventures, storms and rough seas and even malaria. And it's all chronicled in your book, Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home.
Along the way, Gary, I kept journals. When I did get back to Michigan, I started writing, and it took about 2 years to put this together. And the biggest theme of the book is the goodness we saw in the world around us. We were able to see God's created image in man in the faces of every culture we were in around the world.
Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home by Greg Granger. And you can get his book at Amazon.com, faithofholland.com, or Schuller's Books and Music.